Let's go. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be,
yeah. If it's meant to be,
it'll be,
it'll be.
Baby, if it's meant to be,
if it's meant to be,
it'll be,
it'll be.
Baby, if it's meant to be.
I have a confession to make.
Go on.
It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny, Roy, and Laurent Show. Kiss 95.1.
10 minutes away from giving you $1,000, and you don't even have to work for it. All you got to do is listen for the code word we give you. Text that code word in and sit back and wait for the call. It's a beautiful thing. It's called the Kiss Cash Code. We do it at 8 a.m., 11, 1, 4, and 6.
Perfect. We'll stick around for that. But we've got to get down to Confession Wednesday. It's time to open up in a judgment-free zone and tell us about that secret you've been holding on to. First up is Anonymous from Shelby. You are on the Confession Wednesday with the Manny, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show.
Hi. My confession is some days I wish my husband would just leave.
Like just get out of the house or?
Like if he... Some days, if he packed his stuff up and left, I wouldn't care.
But do you think you would miss him afterwards, or you're just hoping maybe that day will come?
Well, I would probably miss him afterwards. I mean, we've been married for 13 years, but some days you're like, you know what? If you would just leave, it would be so much easier.
Yeah.
I'd like some alone time, please.
Yeah, you need like a vacation from the husband.
Yeah.
My wife travels a lot. And in fact, my wife is in New York now. So when she travels, Anonymous, I have to bring my son Dean to the nanny because I get up so early. So he stays the night at the nanny's house. So I have the house to myself. And you have no idea how jealous my wife is that I get to be in the home without anybody.
Yeah.
We're talking, but she travels. It could be 30 days a year where I'm in the house by myself with no one.
Sure.
Do you know what I did this morning? I took a bath. At 4 a.m.
Look
at
you.
Because nobody else was up in my house. And I was like, you know what? I've wanted to take a bath for like a month. And this is the one time I'm going to have to myself. I don't care if it's 4 a.m.
Was it relaxing?
So relaxing.
Oh, good for you. Thanks, Anonymous.
This is Anonymous in Hickory. You're on the MRL Morning Show with Confession Wednesday.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So my confession is I literally cannot stand any individual that I work with. Nada. No one.
How big's your office?
It's pretty big. There's like 100 people.
And how long have you worked at this place?
A little over a year.
Yeah.
And what is it about your coworkers that rubs you the wrong way?
Everyone, they're just so childish about everything. Nothing can be handled in, you know, the proper manner. Management, there's nothing really there.
Oh, my God, you work here.
No.
Who is this?
No.
Huh. No, I don't.
I know, but it sounds like problems that we all have.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Why not leave? Yeah. Like, if you can't stand anyone, is it a job that you can't do anywhere else?
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, how long are you... I mean, what's your end game then, if you don't like people there?
I'm looking for one now, so it's in the work.
Okay.
She's like, get them all
Anonymous,
fired.
Thank you.
That's my end game.
That's my game.
Here's another Anonymous. Go ahead. What's your confession?
I'm a sophomore in college, and my sister's in high school. And I bought my sister and her friends some alcohol for their prom. And unfortunately, the party got broken up by the cops, and my sister wound up like taking the fall and taking the blame for everything. And she didn't rat me out, but it was me.
Wow.
Yeah. So I mean, we're talking what 17, 18 year olds.
Mm-hmm.
What's that law contributing to the delinquency
of a minor?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you more nervous of? Your parents finding out, or like the cops getting involved?
Our parents would murder me if they found out.
Hmm. So where did she say she got it from?
She just said one of her friends was able. I think she said one of her friends had a fake ID. But yeah, she didn't rat me out. I feel so bad. Like I'm appreciative, but I feel so bad.
What was her punishment? Like what did your parents do when they found out that she was drinking underage?
They took her car away, so for like a month. So no Beamer for a good month or so.
Yeah. Where'd they party? At a hotel, your place, field? What'd they do?
They were at one of her girlfriend's house. Mm-hmm. Houses. Yeah.
Where'd you guys go after prom, by the way? Roy and Loren?
We got hotels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I went
really?
To my friend's beach house in the Hamptons. It was awesome.
I went to the I don't want to tell you guys, man. It's not cool.
Tell us.
I just went to like the cool the school sponsored after prom party with the inflatables.
Yeah, okay, what'd you do after that?
I went home.
Anonymous, isn't that funny? Come on, that's a laugh for you.
I didn't know that people do that.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's a thing. All right, Anonymous. So are you nervous that your sister's going to tell on you at some point? Have you discussed with her about it?
I think you should just drive her around for the next month.
Oh, for sure. Unfortunately, I go to school like away from home, so I can't. Otherwise, I totally would like be her chauffeur. But no, I don't think we have a really close relationship, and I don't think she's gonna tell on me. But I almost feel like I should, but she keeps saying like, no, it's fine. So I don't know. I guess I'm just gonna leave it.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds to me like you know you're wrong, and hopefully the confession made you feel better about just getting it off your chest.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks for calling. Thank you for everyone for their confessions on Confession Wednesday.
You know what I'm realizing?
What?
Either a couple things. This is sad. Either my friends didn't like me and didn't invite me to the real party, and so I just, you know, just went to the after the school sponsored after party and went home.
Were your friends not at the
after party? Or they were just not as cool as me. You know what I mean? Like we were all just like not cool.
But did you notice everybody was at that school sponsored after party? Maybe that's just what everybody did at your school. Maybe Loren and I had different experiences. Or like was it just you?
And the chaperones.
Not everybody went. I just thought they went home. I didn't realize that people, you know, went out to go do
Roy Brown, a left alone prom story on Lifetime.
You know,
I was
Roy,
wondering why the cool kids didn't come.
But if I can play devil's advocate,
but
here,
hold on. Let's take a break and come back because I think there's a lot more to this prom
story. I think so too.
And I think what we should do is to prove to you that you might have done the right thing is take after prom disaster stories.
Okay.
Because we all have those to share too, Roy, and you might have been the smartest guy in the room.
That is true. But before we get to that, Kiss Cash Code, your chance at $1,000 coming up in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Charlotte's number one.